The New York State Senate has advanced several bills that address problems in nursing homes during the pandemic. Karen DeWitt reports.
The package of 10 bills approved by the Senate Health Committee would, among other things, require Cuomo's health department to report deaths of all residents of nursing homes and other adult care facilities, even if they died in the hospital. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker withheld the data on the hospital deaths during the past 11 months of the pandemic, until just a few hours after Attorney General Tish James issued a report. She found the nursing home deaths had been underreported by 50%. Senate Health Committee Chair Gustavo Rivera, a Democrat, says he's saddened but not surprised by the new data, which shows that nearly 15,000 elderly adults in long-term care settings died of COVID-19.
What these numbers show us is that there was a lot of things wrong here. There were a lot of things that were not working here. And there's a lot of things that we want to change in law so that we can reestablish this. I mean, if there are things that need to be codified in law, mandated by law, that actually secure people's safety and well-being, that's what we want to do.
Governor Cuomo has had little to say about the Attorney General's report. If the bills ultimately pass the Senate and the Assembly and the governor disagrees with the bills, Democrats have supermajorities in both houses of the legislature and could override Cuomo's objections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.